part of our project is essentially focusing on what farmers deliver here. You know, and that's something that's not very out in the press very much. We often hear about maybe the negative aspects in terms of biodiversity and water quality and climate in terms of farming. But in terms of what our farmers delivering, particularly in the northwest there, where you've got expansive areas of peatlands that deliver so much from a carbon perspective, obviously that relates to climate, from biodiversity, and indeed water quality as well.
In terms of the projects you're involved in, they're stretching right across the region from Donegal down into Connacht and beyond that as well. Important projects and projects that almost €3 million have been spent on over the past 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I suppose that reflects the importance of these areas as well. And indeed, in Wild Atlantic Nature, it is just a pilot project. It's one that looks to develop models that works best, you know, for our biodiversity, and but for our farmers particularly. You know, they're very much the first port of call. But in relation to this money that has been spent, this almost, I suppose it's almost €3 million over the last 2 years. That's very much about trying to align our different policies, because we often hear on the ground, and farmers often hear in one cap cycle that maybe they should do this, or the monies relate to the production of one type or another, whereas now we're very much looking at aligning our policies so that the messages for farmers, they may be their payments ultimately should relate to what they're actually delivering on the ground. You know, where a farmer, for example, delivers high quality habitats, you know, high quality peatlands and so on, that's a result of historical management, good practice over the last over the decades and the generations indeed. And what we're very much looking to do is align those, to reward farmers for those, and then incentivize farmers to actually improve where they're willing to and where they want to.
And you're finding yourself pushing an open door within the farming community in terms of promoting these, because I suppose when push comes to shove, it's in the interest of the farmers to promote biodiversity. It's in their interest to have the best land possible, the best yield possible, and the best environmental practice possible.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, farmers, and on the ground, and when you meet farmers on the farm gate and on the hills and so on, there's a massive willingness there. I mean, farmers, like everybody, every other section of society, want to do the best. You know, they want to do the best job as a farmer, and want to do the best job for society as such. And I think what's really important for projects like our own is to ensure that it makes sense to farmers on the ground, and that it lines up, and that messages are clear from a policy perspective to how it's actually implemented on the ground. And I suppose the overall impression and the overall feeling from farmers is that, like, the approach that we adopt and so on, and this is with a results-based approach, it makes a lot of sense on the ground. But the willingness is very much there. I mean, farmers are very interested to hear, well, like, what is the value of their land in terms of biodiversity? And it's the first time, really, that we've looked at it in that lens. It's an obvious lens, but from a farmer's perspective, as one man said to me, you know, it's the first time that they've been told what they can do, because they're used to being told what farmers can't do, if you know what I mean. So it's a really refreshing lens on it, I think, this approach.